was raining, and that makes the road kind of slick, you know.
Seemed like it didn't rain as hard as it just stormed. It just, it just blowed, and it just felt like in the house, and of course this house is built out of rock, and hit this shivered.
Yeah.
It woke me up.
What time?
I never said no. I just amazed and waked up, and it's something. I got up and went into the kitchen. I used to go to the kitchen to get me a drink, and it was a sight. And I was afraid I hadn't faced the screen door. Sometimes I forget to face it.
Yeah.
And that's one reason I went to the kitchen door. I thought the screen wasn't facing it, to tear it off, but I had it facing. But it was something, and they said, it was like it was a turn, it got loose. And I thought might blow off the garbage can, but it's still that turn.
Try to pick up where we left off yesterday. Talking about taking corn to the mill to grind it, how much would you grind at one time? Did you call that?
Well, we usually took a bushel, my husband did. We had to go down the mountain, you know, to Uncle Craig Hinch had a grist mill on the Squatchy Creek, and we always had company and visitors, you know, and then we had hard hands, and it took a right smart of meal, and we usually took a bushel.
Did you say, have you ever heard the word turn?
Turn, and we called it a turn of corn.
The amount that you do one time, I mean, is a turn of corn a bushel or half a bushel? Or?
Well, it's just a turn. If it's half a bushel or a bushel, I reckon that's the way we called it a turn. We'd take a turn of corn to mill.
What about, if you're talking about wood, would you talk about a turn of wood, or would you say?
Well, we always talk about wood. We talk about the grain of the wood. Some wood has different grains than others. And some, you know, go straight up and down, some go around, and some timber's easily broke off than others.
Yeah. What do you call the amount of wood that you carry in, well, using both your arms?
We usually go out and get what we'd call an armful of stove wood. It'd be almost that's how both arms around it.
Okay.
I reckon you'd say both hands because sometimes you'd say it, not put your other hand, but most of you'd always put your other hand around to keep it from loading out of your arm. Or sometimes it'd slip out if you didn't.
Yeah.
I reckon you'd say you have to. We call it armful.
Okay. And talking about if you have an electric lamp, like over there, if the light burns out, you have to put in a new
bulb.
You'd call that a what kind of bulb?
Well, we just call it our lamp bulb, and we always call it our table lamp. I'm calling floor lamps.
What about light bulbs?
Well, you buy them out of the store. Sometimes I get two or three at a time.
Two or three?
Two or three bulbs at a time.
Okay.
In case, you know, one burns out. Now, I never have had my light burn out but one time, and I can't get up to, some of them can put them in their cell, but I can't. They always want you to call them, and
yeah.